Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, joins us about his recent lawsuits. You're going to love this update. And Michael Seifert joins us from Public Square. That's publicsquare.com, publicsquare.com. Okay, I want to encourage you guys. You have got to get your tickets today to AmFest. It's been there for a couple years. It is a game-changing, life-changing event. It has secured the title of the largest multi-day conservative gathering in history. You know, over 10,000 people attend. You better get your tickets there. They're popping. AmFest has an electrifying environment, leads the charge to fight the American culture war. As we bring you to the epicenter of freedom, the speakers are unbelievable. You might ask, well, when is it? It's December 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. And come on, I mean, these speakers, hold your phone. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Patrick Bet-David, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ally Beth Stuckey, James O'Keefe, Riley Gaines, Ben Carson, Jason Whitlock, Gad Saad, Brandon Tatum, Seth Dillon, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Yanmi Park, Michael Seifert, James Lindsay, Steve Bannon, Eric Metaxas, Donald Trump Jr., Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and bigger names than even that to be announced soon. So get your ticket today, amfest.com. That is amfest.com. You're going to really love it. I think when you come, you'll meet new people. Maybe you want to find a husband or a wife. Come to AmFest. Find a best friend. Come to AmFest. Have kids that you're afraid are slipping to the liberal side? Go to AmFest. Have conservative kids that you want to give them the best Christmas gift ever? AmFest.com. Meet your heroes. See them in person. Plus, there's breakouts and media row. It's an incredible, incredible event. AmFest.com. Just coming in a couple weeks, Phoenix, Arizona. We're doing our show live, by the way, from media row. Love seeing all of you taking selfies. It's great. We spent a couple hours there last year. It was really amazing. AmFest.com. This four-day event is packed with empowering speakers, hundreds of patriotic partner organizations, and the America-loving community that you have been searching for. Don't miss on the amazing concert, too. And let me tell you, come on. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ally Beth Stuckey, James O'Keefe, Patrick Bet-David, Glenn Beck. I mean, just drop everything and come to Phoenix. AmFest.com. AmFest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Our next guest will be at America Fest speaking all about the new corporate warfare. Joining us now is Michael Seifert from Public Square. You should check out the Public Square app and download it. So, Michael, I tweeted this out. It was seen by a couple million people. Now more than ever, we need to stand with X and defend free speech. We must boycott the X boycotters. Apple, Comcast, IBM, Lionsgate, NBC Universal, Paramount, Home Depot, Warner Brothers. They all are boycotting X. Make it hurt, end subscriptions, don't go to their movies, light them up in their comments, cancel the new set of AirPods, etc. Stop supporting those who hate free speech. Michael, your reaction?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. The new battlefront is in the world of economics. Consumer spending is your new weapon. And the world of politics has played out very differently than it was even 20 years ago. 20 years ago, this stuff was happening, but it was behind the scenes. Companies would wage war on your values, but they would do it without social media exposing them. But now we are learning in this new digital age just how much the executives at these companies hate your right to speak your mind. Media Matters running a fake hit piece on Elon Musk and on X simply because of his views to value free speech. These companies then kowtow to Media Matters because they're so afraid of losing their virtue signaling points out in the public square. And what ends up happening? Well, X is stripped of significant ad dollars, but we, the people, had a clear response. We wanted to stand up and support X because we want to support free speech. The people want liberty, not tyranny. And that is now being played out in the world of advertising, consumer spending, and engaging media content. It's as you described, Charlie, if we want to win, it's got to be bigger than just voting every 2 and 4 years. It has to be with the movies we watch, the way we spend our time, how we spend our dollars, and the platforms we engage in. So good on X for standing strong. And we as a company at Public Square are proud to continue supporting him.
Yeah, and changing people's mentality on the corporate landscape is happening, but it needs to happen quicker. We are seeing, you know, Disney that seems to be retreating a little bit from some of their radical stuff, but then they come in and they go after, you know, X, and they say they're pulling all of their advertisement. Also breaking today, Elon Musk and X have officially filed a lawsuit against Media Matters. Talk more about this hit job from Media Matters for America, which was torturous interference at best. Michael Seifert.
Well, Media Matters has a long history of distorting the truth in order to advance their political gain. They claim that they're nonpartisan and that they're trying to bring truth to light. But in reality, they repeatedly do the very opposite. They've come after great journalists in the past that lean more conservative. They've come after other platforms like Rumble, and now they're coming after X. What happened this week is that they actually launched a piece that had screenshots of falsely placed advertising next to white nationalist content. So they had anti-Semitic content and white nationalist content, and then an Apple ad. They had white nationalist anti-Semitic content, and then another company's ad. What we found, though, after an expose done by Linda Yaccarino, CEO of X, is that all of it was fraudulent. They actually have a database. And by the way, we run a tech company. I can show you exactly when every single ad that has ever run through our site was placed, at what time, and what was next to it. So this is not a hard nut to crack. Linda exposed that that ad placement never actually took place. So the story Media Matters ran with, trying to paint X as this anti-Semitic platform that is platforming content that's egregious next to these well-known advertisers in order to get the advertisers to cancel and strip their dollars, it was all a sham. So I'm proud of Elon Musk for filing a lawsuit. Now you've seen Rumble's jumping in as well and filing a lawsuit also. And this came right on the heels, by the way, of Truth Social launching a lawsuit against 20 companies yesterday in the media space for falsely claiming that they had lost $73 million, which is an egregious distortion of the truth. And so I love to see these alternative platforms standing up and actually putting their resource behind powerful lawsuits that should win, if we have a just court system, should win easily.
Yeah, so Linda Yaccarino said, if you know me, you know I'm committed to truth and fairness. Here's the truth. Not a single authentic user on X saw IBM, Comcast, or Oracle ads next to content in the Media Matters article. Only two users saw an Apple ad next to the content, at least one of which was Media Matters. Data wins over manipulation or allegations. Don't mean manipulated. Stand with X. Yeah, this is a multidimensional hit job, and they're trying to go after Elon personally and criminally. They're trying to go after his liberation of the platform, all because Elon has now become a serious threat to the regime, to the Uniparty and the left, by allowing us to speak, by allowing us to challenge pre-existing orthodoxies, allowing us to incubate elite opinion in a way that the bad guys don't like. And so, you know, Michael, talk a little bit more about Media Matters. I don't know if they've targeted you. You know, they come after us quite a lot. Who funds these guys? It's a great question. You know, we see Rumble, we see X, you know, they're suing intensely. What else do we know about it?
Well, we know that their executives make a whole lot of money in order to stifle your freedom of speech. In fact, the CEO, a woman named Angela Caruso, makes $453,000 a year. The person who's been in the news all week is actually David Brock, and he's arguably the most ideologically weaponized. He's the chairman of Media Matters, making $292,000 a year in order to stifle your speech. But what's interesting is that you highlighted earlier, Media Matters doesn't just not like Elon. They don't like you having the right to speak freely. Their donors and funders rely on them keeping the truth hidden and behind the curtain. The reality is X has been a platform that has provided for millions of Americans to learn the truth of what's happening in society in a way that never would have happened had X been under its formal leadership under Twitter. So we never would have learned about all that happened with the laptop and Hunter Biden. We never would have learned about the malfeasance in Ukraine. We never would have learned even recently about the January 6th tapes, because so much of the effort for releasing the tapes, which I'm glad Speaker Johnson did, happened on X. So media matters can't lose their grip on power. Their grip on power relies on you not knowing the truth. And so we're seeing, as you described, this very coordinated hit job from people who are paid very, very highly in order to stifle your freedom of speech. One other thing that I will note is that some of the executives that Media Matters has tried to pull to drop their ads are people like NBC. NBC is a really interesting case because just last week, NBC had a journalist of theirs that was defending an editor-in-chief of a progressive news site that ended up being outed as a pedophile and is now being charged with child pornography counts in one of the most egregious cases that law enforcement has ever seen in that area. So we're seeing that this virtue signaling is really just meant to target you. They don't want you to speak freely. And even these advertisers are backing people that are so corrupt and dysfunctional, and yet Media Matters is silent on it. So Media Matters hasn't called out NBC about that, but they'll gladly call out NBC on a fake story that is not rooted in real data. And I'm glad that X ultimately is calling it out.
Everyone should check out Public Square. It's publicsquare.com. They do an amazing job. You could see their featured content. Talk about a minute, Michael, how that connects to Christmas season. You know, the Black Friday, a lot of people are going to be doing Amazon, Walmart. Shouldn't they go to Public Square instead?
You absolutely should. Head to publicsquare.com. We've got some amazing Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday deals happening at publicsquare.com. We have hundreds of thousands of products from over 70,000 vendors that would love to serve you, that love the country, the Constitution, and the values that it protects. You can fight the economic war by spending your money differently. And Charlie, it's working. We have people, we got a guy that bought a bike last week. We have another friend that bought half of a cow to feed his whole family for the next year, which is pretty exciting. And we've got clothing, jewelry, accessories, coffee, you name it. You're going to find it on the Public Square platform. So I encourage folks to head to publicsquare.com to check it out, save some money this holiday season, and spend your money with businesses who deserve your money.
Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, and you guys can fact check on me. You guys can fact check me. Google and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen and combined with many other essential vitamins to boost your body's cellular function. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. Dr. Mark Ahern said, quote, amazing product, has helped my patients, myself, tremendously. My energy feels like I'm in my 20s again. I love this product. It's Strong Cell. You guys can look up the science, NADH. NAD is the life force that rebuilds your mitochondria. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie, or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155, or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use Charlie discount at checkout to get 20% off your order. You guys have got to check it out right now. NADH with collagen, that combination is amazing. It promotes longevity. It helps with immune system, mental clarity, and it's clinically shown to increase your body's ability to naturally produce NAD. So check it out right now. It's called 888-596-0155 or check out strongcell.com/Charlie. Let's play cut 38, please.
I mean, it sounds shocking. It sounds like if you're on X, formerly known as Twitter, that you are being served up neo-Nazi content and that it's all being tied together with these big brands. Well, as you pointed out, they created fake accounts to follow neo-Nazis, and then they say that they got those ads served. Well, we did the same thing, as any journalist should have done as soon as they heard about this. We created fake accounts. We followed the exact same pro-Nazi accounts that Media Matters names, and we couldn't get any ads. We refreshed constantly. We went into the actual content itself. We then went and followed three times more pro-Nazi accounts. Same thing. We couldn't get any ads served up to us. I think that tells you that what's going on here, there's more than meets the eye, I would say.
You see, I don't like the way a lot of this is being framed. Twitter's too much on defense. This is my opinion. They say, oh, well, you know, it's not true and all this. They should say, wait a second, we're a free speech platform. Grow up, Apple. Apple, question. If your ads were next to Rashida Tlaib, what would your reaction be? She's a Nazi. She's an Islamic Nazi. She argues for Hamas. Michael Seifert continues with us, publicsquare.com. So, Michael, I think we need to do more to get our side to, especially this Christmas season. They say that 20% of consumer purchases the whole year are made in like 30 days. It's unbelievable. Could be even higher than that. This is an amazing opportunity, isn't it, Michael? You guys have been so good to the show. We have you coming at America Fest. We have you coming, and we're really excited. But now is the time for the Patriot economy. If a couple million people move a couple $100 away this Christmas, I can't stand this holiday thing, by the way. I can't stand it. It drives me crazy. It's not holiday season. It's the Christmas season. This Christmas season, we can make a profound impact. Michael.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, Charlie, is that once Q4 happens and Christmas shopping season is behind us, analysts and journalists in the economic space are waiting to hear how did companies perform during Christmas shopping season. And what would be wonderful to see is if the companies that have stifled your ability to speak, that have lectured you about progressive political views while you're just trying to engage in the marketplace, or have even canceled you because of your political views in the cases like we've seen with some banks and financial institutions, it would be wonderful to see their consumer spending efforts plummeted while the Patriot economy, the parallel economy, is actually surging. I would love to see a Christmas shopping season where platforms like Rumble and Public Square and X and different incredible companies like your sponsors on your show, Charlie, are thriving coming out of this Christmas season, while other companies like Target are still having to learn the lesson, because clearly they haven't learned it. Target came out last week and hired another LGBTQ plus activist to lead their brand awareness as it relates to the progressive campaigns. The CEO lied about hiring the Satanist designer, which we know for a fact was true. We've seen that these companies have refused to learn their lesson. So it's really important that customers stop funding what they do not believe in. If you do not believe in what Target's doing, don't fund it this Christmas season. Go spend your money elsewhere. If you don't believe what Amazon's doing, spend your money elsewhere. Plus, and this is the last thing I'll say, Charlie, I know from our family gatherings that my conservative uncle will much prefer that I give him a gift that I found from a business that loves the country and the Constitution and will not lecture me about woke politics, rather than vice versa. So I would encourage folks, recognize the power in your wallet this Christmas season. It'll do more damage to the left than you realize.
It's publicsquare.com. Download the Public Square app. Yeah, there's no excuse to go to these big uglies. By the way, they are really on thin ice. I got to tell you, if you look at their websites, you look at their branding, they're trying to retreat from the woke stuff. No. No mercy. Bankrupt them. Boycott them. Instead, go to publicsquare.com. And, you know, I see this one here. You know, you can't help but look at it. Free bacon. Like, what is this all about? Dude food. You got amazing options here at Public Square. Final thing, Michael, but if you are a business owner, you guys should get listed. Talk about that.
If you're a business owner, you can head to publicsquare.com. Scroll down halfway through the page. You'll see you can hit add your business for free. It's very simple to sign up. There's a 3-part vetting process that we'll walk you through. It takes about 24 hours all in. And you'll be live on the platform, able to sell your goods and services to customers that are excited to support you because they know that your values align with theirs. If you respect the liberties of our customers, they will reward you financially. That's the beauty of the parallel economy. It's not only liberating, it is lucrative. And while companies like Apple are too cowardly to back free speech, even when it makes them look a little dicey, based upon lies, by the way, the businesses on Public Square actually will respect your liberties, even when it's tough. They showed it during the COVID season. They're showing it today, and we're proud to back them at PublicSquare.com.
PublicSquare.com. Michael, great work, and have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you.
You too, Charlie. Good to see you.
America's colleges and universities today are less concerned with critical thinking than with indoctrination. It is no wonder why so many young Americans embrace cancel culture, deny free speech to conservatives, and even celebrate terrorism. But I'm happy to report there is one college where students debate ideas openly and honestly, where they pursue truth together with their professors, and where America's great heritage of liberty is studied and revered. My favorite college, Hillsdale College. As stated in Hillsdale's founding document in 1844, Hillsdale's original mission was to offer the kind of serious liberal arts education needed to preserve the blessings of civil and religious liberty across the land, and this mission continues to guide Hillsdale College today. You can learn more at my favorite college's website, charlieforhillsdale.com. There you will find a short video. It's just over a minute long, showing how Hillsdale's work, not only on its Michigan campus, not only in Washington, D.C. campus, but across the nation, is effective in defending American liberty. Take some time to watch today at charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. Joining us now is the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. Ken, great to see you again. It's just amazing to kind of see you without any sort of restrictions, right? After all that nonsense they put you through over the summer, you are ready to rock and roll. And I know this is your exclusive first interview. You are back in the fight. So much to cover, Ken. The first thing I want to talk about here is the Media Matters story. There was a recent report about Media Matters. You're looking into this with the Attorney General Office of Texas. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we were made aware recently of what's going on with Media Matters. As you probably know, fairly liberal, pro-democratic organization, which is fine. But they are trying to manipulate, it looks like they're trying to manipulate the platform of X, formerly known as Twitter, to make it look like they're racist, and they tried to tie those racist ads that were created to some of the major advertisers on Twitter to hurt their business. Obviously, that affects consumers, and that's what we're looking into as a matter of law. Have they violated our fraud laws, and have they violated some laws as it relates to being a nonprofit?
So, you know, this is an important measure that you're taking here. So is it a civil investigation? Is it a criminal investigation? Is it the intent to sue? Walk us through some of the specifics.
So right now it's a civil investigation. I don't have the authority as Attorney General to do criminal investigations. That would be up to local district attorneys, which I wouldn't even believe that they would even start looking into this, but hopefully some of them will. But we're looking at the civil side, and we have two angles. We have the nonprofit angle, because we're responsible as the Attorney General's office for overseeing charities. Not necessarily helping them. We're supposed to make sure that they treat people the way they're supposed to treat them as charities. And second, we have the ability to look at corporations if they commit fraud. It's one of the four things that I'm directed by the state constitution to make sure that corporations that commit fraud are held accountable. So right now, we're just at the very beginning stages of looking at both of those issues.
No, I love it. And it's about time that we start to, you know, look into these massive organizations. Ken, Media Matters has come after us. I bet Media Matters came after you. You know, Ken, I think you would find this interesting. They came after our show very hard when we were telling our audience to contact members of the Texas legislature in support of you. Media Matters is writing all these articles about us. They got nothing better to do. So I want to continue on this. You have some other really major announcements, but I want to just kind of close the Media Matters. The Media Matters hit job that they did on X got several major companies to drop ads on X. So theoretically, Ken, if Media Matters indeed created something fraudulently, there are material damages here that could be proven. I mean, X could say, hey, we lost $60 million in ad revenue because of this sort of report.
Yeah, well, one, we can take away, if we find that they violated state law, and it's extreme, we can take away their ability to do business in Texas, so they wouldn't be able to operate here. Secondly, another measure was to go after them for any type of damages, and those are damages to consumers, because if they are affecting companies and they are affecting consumers' belief about those companies, obviously there are damages involved, and we have a right as the state of Texas to go after those damages.
I love it. You also have a big announcement regarding Pfizer. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so their ADHD drug that I can barely pronounce called Quvilent, I think, we're concerned, and we sued them over this this week. And we believe that they misled consumers about the efficacy and the strength of that drug and its effects. And so right now we're suing them for that, because that also is within our purview to sue as a deceptive trade practices and try to recover damages for the consumers that have been misled.
Yeah, I want to build this out a little bit. So Pfizer is like the untouchable, you know, you're picking some big enemies here, Ken, but just kind of take a step back. Just, I guess, what else are they going to do to you? Impeach you?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because 3 weeks after I announced an investigation of three major drug manufacturers for the vaccines that they were pushing on people, that's when the impeachment occurred 3 weeks later. So it's kind of interesting. This one is actual. We were further down the road on this one. But we also have an investigation as to whether they misled people about the vaccine, both the side effects and the efficacy. So there could be more with Pfizer, depending on what we find as we go forward.
Have you received on the Media Matters or the Pfizer any other state AGs that are going to come alongside you? And when they come alongside, is that helpful or is that duplicative? I mean, Missouri, I think, angled in some way that they might do that.
No, I think it's better if more come alongside. I've always encouraged other attorney generals to get involved, to look at this, especially if we find wrongdoing. They should be held accountable, not just in Texas, but in Missouri or Florida or Utah or wherever they operate. My guess is Media Matters and also Pfizer operate in all 50 states.
Yeah, they operate in all 50 states, and they feel as if they can act with impunity. And I mean, the left has unapologetically come after so many people, right? And you look at Media Matters, they might have pushed too far here. They might have been cute by half, and they never thought the world's richest man and then also the attorney general of, you know, Texas might investigate them. Ken, what if you had criminal investigative authority in Texas, do you think that would be more effective, just theoretically, in your ability to find fraud?
Well, look, I don't know the criminal statutes related to this, because we can't do anything about it. But yeah, I think that's important. If there's been a crime committed, if they've done something criminally wrong, like defrauding a company, then I think that ought to be looked at by district attorneys in Texas and elsewhere. They ought to be held accountable. They shouldn't be able to get away with harming another business and harming consumers without some type of accountability and at least being looked at.
And finding out what is the truth here. So you have so much, Ken, that you've been doing post the acquittal. What are the other priorities? I know immigration has been a big one as well. What's the latest with the Biden regime's open border policy?
So one of the frustrations I had sitting on the sidelines, because I couldn't do anything for 3.5 months. And so a lot of things didn't happen that otherwise would have happened. So I noticed, of course, that there were things going on with immigration. And as soon as I got back into office, obviously I couldn't make everything happen in the first week or two. But within about a month, we filed another lawsuit on immigration, because I had watched while I was off. I watched how the federal government, the Border Patrol, decided to start cutting down our fences and our wire along the border that were related to Texas property. So we sued over that, and we got an immediate injunction in district court. So we're in that fight with the Biden administration, trying to protect our property. I'm also very excited about the legislature passing a border security bill that I've been asking for years, which would challenge potentially the U.S. v. Arizona case, which I think was completely wrongly decided back in the Obama administration. And in this case, we're actually going to arrest illegals. And of course, the federal government, I don't think they're going to like that. And hopefully we'll end up getting this case overturned, because it was clearly wrongly decided. The impact on our state has been tremendous. And if we can't enforce laws, the federal government won't, then we have to sit here and take it. That cannot be what the law is.
Wait, so just remind our audience, and it's a good refresher for me, what is U.S. v. Arizona? When was it decided? What were the facts surrounding it?
So U.S. v. Arizona was probably 10, 12 years ago. It was during the Obama administration. Governor Brewer of Arizona was frustrated that the federal government was not enforcing federal immigration laws. So they created their own matching immigration laws. It went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was overturned by a 5-3 vote. Two conservatives, supposedly, Justice Kennedy wrote the opinion. Justice Roberts joined him along with three liberals, and they said that because it was federal law that was already passed, even if the federal government didn't enforce it, the Arizona government couldn't pass laws that were the same and couldn't enforce those laws. The problem is we've seen the consequences of that. The Biden administration has all these laws that they're supposed to be enforcing. They knowingly and purposely don't enforce them. And the consequences affect states like Arizona and Texas in a very negative way with drug trafficking, sex trafficking, human trafficking, all the crime that we have to deal with. And it cannot be that the federal government can have these laws in place, not enforcement, say, and we're going to stop Texas from protecting its citizens.
Yeah, it's so right.
We're not going to do it.
So what is the precedent then, Ken, of the federal government deciding not to enforce law? Is there any case law that can then compel the federal government to then enforce it?
So I don't know that we can make them do it. We've tried to do that with all these lawsuits, and we've had some success in stopping them from doing certain things and making them do other things. But that's an arduous process. It would be much better if we have a president who's decided, I'm not going to deport people. I'm not going to build the wall. I'm not going to enforce the Remain in Mexico policy. I'm not going to do Title 42. I'm not going to do anything that actually helps the border. Then at the very least, Texas ought to be able to do what it needs to do to protect its border.
Yeah. And so just Ken, just thinking out loud here, it seems as if not enforcing the law is now a Democrat hack. You think about in Chicago or New York, just not prosecuting murder or arson. You know, the laws are on the books. So the sovereign, the people want immigration law. They want laws to be enforced. But then the people in charge say, we might not enforce it. And then it gets really technical, right? Because then they gaslight. And Ken, it must be so frustrating. I live in Arizona. We have no hope. At least we have you in Texas to do something that maybe can have overarching federal precedent. When the Biden regime then says, well, the border is perfectly secure. Our immigration policy is perfectly fine. I mean, how is this not an invasion? I know Texas declared an invasion. What does that mean legally? Does that make it easier to help solve this problem?
Not really. That's why I wanted the legislature to pass a bill like this, because the real challenge, if we can get U.S. v. Arizona overturned, I mean, declaring an invasion, what would that do? That doesn't really help us, because then we all know that the Border Patrol basically accepts every person that comes to the border from the cartel, and it's all processed through them. Because it used to be, Border Patrol, like, people ran from them, tried to hide. Now,
I know,
the cartels
exactly right.
Try to bring people to them. We would have to get into some kind of altercation with Border Patrol, which I don't think is reasonable or possible. And so the best way that I have thought of that we could overcome this problem, the federal government not enforcing law and actually doing just the opposite, is to basically take on that decision so that we could step into the shoes of the federal government, at least in the places that we have control. It wouldn't solve the whole problem, but it would help us with some of it.
All right, everybody. The holidays and big family feasts are upon us. But in D.C., there's no bigger turkey than Senate Bill 1339. It's still being pushed by that radical rascal, Bernie Sanders. Bad guy. I don't say that lightly. He is a bad person. I'll tell you, he's a Marxist. Senate Bill 1339 is Bernie's latest attempt to sneak in a backdoor takeover of more of our health care. He falsely claims it will lower prescription drug prices. But S-1339 will actually just do the opposite. It'll handcuff pharmacy benefit managers, who are currently saving millions of dollars on an average of $1,040 a year. Bernie is hoping that despite thousands of your fellow Americans already going to lowermydrugprices.com to stand up against S-1339, you'll be too busy making holiday plans or getting ready for a year-end vacation to stop him from a power grab on your health care. So here's what's happening. The Marxist, the commie, he's trying to put this bill in. Listen very carefully. I'm urging you to keep up the pressure against passage of S-1339 by going to lowermydrugprices.com. The Council for Citizens Against Government Waste says if you don't want a socialized system that takes away your personal health care choices, increases cost, and makes you wait longer to see the doctor, go today to lowermydrugprices.com to stop the Senate from passing the Sanders bill. Remember, we have momentum, but we need your help today. The Charlie Kirk Show brought to you in part by Council for Citizens Against Government Waste. Again, it's Senate Bill 1339. We must stop it. LowerMyDrugPrices.com. So let me ask you, Ken, this was going viral yesterday. There was a decision in the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals throwing out Mark Elias' strategy of using private lawsuits to undermine election integrity laws. Is there any hope for getting that ruling extended to Texas?
So one of the problems we have in Texas is we were prosecuting voter fraud. Yes, we could have done that. But one of the things that happened about 2 years ago is the Court of Criminal Appeals struck down my ability to deal with voter fraud issues. And they did it on the basis that I'm in the executive branch and I'm not allowed to go to court because that's judicial and it's a separation of powers. It's pretty ludicrous. We were trying to get that power back. The Texas House, as you know, is pretty liberal and they would not take that issue up. They told me they didn't have time. Hopefully we can replace Dave Phelan and we can get a new house. We can get that passed and we can defeat the Court of Criminal Appeals, which we have a March primary with three of them up. We have some work to do in Texas before we can actually address any type of voter fraud. Unless we have a fraudulent practice, we have a hard time going after it.
Yeah, if I could just editorialize for a second, you know, there's a lot of nonsense that happens in Texas. What happened to you is so wrong, Ken, and I'm so glad to see you playing offense and without any handcuffs and shackles and just kind of just ready to go and move forward. What I will say, though, is that, you know, for the last 10 years, I've heard Texas is going blue, Texas is going blue. I think that's worth talking about some positive news. It really has been a successful thwarting of a lot of this outside money. Talk about that, Ken. There's been tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, Robert Francis O'Rourke running, and Texas is still a Republican plus 10, Republican plus 12, Republican plus 15 state, despite all the efforts to change it. Trump is polling great with Hispanics. If Hispanics become some 50-50 voter group, the entire Democrat project fails. I think Texas was predicted to fall, kind of like how Arizona is, unfortunately. But you guys have your act together. Tell us about it, Ken. I think it's one of the more positive stories of the last couple of years.
No, there's no doubt we're the top target. And that's reason that Soros has focused on district attorneys in the liberal cities and making sure that he's got his people elected there who won't prosecute crime, including voter fraud. But he's also worked on the Court of Criminal Appeals. They wanted my position because they take that and there's no way to fix this voter issue. But the reality is we have fought it. People have said over and over, there's no voter fraud. But the reality is there is. We were prosecuting over 900 cases before I got taken out of that by the Court of Criminal Appeals. And so because we've been able to protect our elections, we were able to protect the election that Trump ran in 2016 by winning 12 lawsuits in these very liberal counties that were trying to overturn our election laws. We were able to win those. And we've been successful because we've defended those laws and we protected our vote. Other states have chosen not to do that. And that has made the difference for Texas. We are not a Democratic state. We're not becoming a Democratic state. They want to push that narrative. So when they steal votes, they can say, see, we told you that Texas was going Democrat. It's not true.
Well, and also, I think a lot of Democrats are getting demoralized. They've spent a lot of money. They're not that they're stopping, but they're slowing down and they're now spending it in our state, in the state of Arizona, unfortunately. Closing thoughts here, Ken, other lawsuits you have that you want to mention, things that you guys are working on?
Yeah, I mean, there's one really huge one that we got pulled back to Texas by getting a law passed in Congress to allow us to have our own state attorney general file a lawsuit where he or she wanted to. And that was our cases against Google. And so we are in a pretty fast move to do that lawsuit in Texas that would hopefully undo some of the monopolistic powers that they have and some of the control over advertising on the media so that there's more freedom on the internet. We very much focused on tech, these tech lawsuits, and we're looking pretty successful so far.
Well, very good. Ken, thank you so much, and God bless you. We have your back. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Texas is the largest Republican AG office in the country, and we are glad to have Ken back. I guess you could say he's back in the saddle, and he's doing some good stuff. And, you know, here in Arizona, it's a mess. We have a lot of problems here, and we're trying to fix them. Texas, though, deserves some credit. The predictions 5 to 7 years ago were that Texas was going to be competitive in blue. It's not. It's only become more red, actually. It's become redder. So good for Texas, honestly. There's a lot of problems. You guys got to secure the border. Abbott has to, I think, be a lot stronger. But it's a really hopeful story. It's really positive. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.